you might, when you told them about it, you'd say, you and what?
You and, well, I would, if I was talking informally, I guess it's a you and me did a good job. But you and I.
You and I would be the sort of school way of doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Oh, and if you knock at the door, if you go to somebody's house and you knock at the door, and they're expecting you, and you expect them to know the sound of your voice, that when they said who's there, you would say it's me. Okay, and if we were sitting here waiting for somebody, and some man, let's say, and he knocked at the door. And we knew who it was going to be. You would say,
it's only Jim.
Okay. Or if you want to use the pronoun, it's only...
It's only him.
Okay. And for a woman, it's only...
Only her.
And let me see. And if it were two people, it's only...
It's only them.
Okay. Let me see. And if comparing how tall you are, you say, he's not as tall as...
He's not as tall as I am.
Okay. Or I'm not as tall as...
As he is.
Okay. And comparing how well you can do something, he can do it better than.
I can do it better than he can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he can do it better than.
He can do it better than.
Okay. And if something belongs to me, you would say it's
yours.
Okay, and it belongs to both of us.
He could do it better than.
He told me to.
No, he didn't. Did you, Mike?
Huh?
You didn't tell him to say it that way, did you?
Oh, I got the idea. I got the item. So, if it belongs to both of us, it's
ours.
Okay, and if it belongs to them,
it's theirs.
Okay, and if it belongs to him, it's
his.
And to her,
hers.
Okay. Then, if there's a particular job to do and nobody else will do it for somebody, you say he'd better do it.
If nobody will do the job?
Yeah. Nobody else will do it for some man.
Uh-huh.
Say he'd better do it.
He'd better do it for him.
Okay. He'd better do it himself?
Oh, I see. He'd better do it himself, yes. All right.
You would, there's another strength about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. And then the stuff that you buy in the store that's made out of wheat and baked in loaves.
Out of bread.
Okay. What different kinds of bread do you buy?
White bread, brown bread. But we don't call it brown bread, do we, Marianne? What's that? What do we call that bread anyway? The brown bread. It's whole wheat, I guess.
Whole wheat.
Yeah.
You ever call white bread light bread?
No, I don't remember calling it that.
Okay. What about the kinds of bread you might make at home?
Just homemade bread.
Okay.
I wouldn't think of calling it. Yeah.
Would you ever call bread that you bought in the store store-bought bread? Or
I wouldn't do that. My wife does that.
Okay. Let me see. And go ahead.
She calls it store-bought.
Store-bought.
Third word.
At the bread you make at home, you ever make cornbread when you were a kid?
Well, we had cornbread.
When you talk about cornbread, what do you mean? It's made how?
It's made in a pan with a little molds, and they put the bread in the wrong side. So you've got little elongated bits of cornmeal.
That's
cornbread.
What about if it's in round?
Muffin.
And then if it's in long things like this?
I just would call that cornbread.
Cornbread, okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes they take some onion and cut it up and add it to cornmeal and...
Yeah, hush puppies.
Hush puppies,
yeah.
Okay.